空にこだまする竜の叫びを見して、名古屋ドームに詰めかけた僕らをじんとしびれさす。いいぞ頑張れドラゴンズ、燃えよドラゴンズ。一番ジョンボン軍出て、二番クジラオクロンと、三番立浪タイムリー、四番山崎ホームラン。いいぞ頑張れドラゴンズ、燃えよドラゴンズ。五番ゴメスのベライナ、六番井上大八、関川大成功、八番中村大奮闘。いいぞ頑張れドラゴンズ。
Hello and welcome to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're just about ready to get game number three underway. Little Leaguer throws out the first pitch to Chunichi Zaraki, who swings and misses. Nice pitch by the Little Leaguer of the Adams. So with the ceremonial first pitch out of the way, and an overwhelming number of Fighters fans here at Sapporo Dome, we should be getting started soon for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. It's going to be Masaru Takeda, the left-hander, on the mound. 29 games this season, 5 wins, 2 losses, 1 save, 2.04 ERA. Another one of Hokkaido's young pitchers, going with Hillman Kantoku, going with the young trio of Darvish, Yagi, and now Takeda for the first 3 games of the 2006 Nippon Series. Kanemura is supposed to be throwing tomorrow night for Game 4, again here at Sapporo Dome. For the Chunichi Dragons, it's Asakura who will be pitching. Chunichi Dragons sending out pretty much the same order. Araki, playing second base, will be leading off. Ibata, shortstop, bats second. Fukudome, right fielder, bats third. Woods will be batting fourth, playing first base. Morino, third baseman, bats fifth. Alex, center fielder, bats sixth. And the first pitch by Takeda is in there for a called strike one to Araki. Araki 0-7 in the series so far. Looking for his first hit. Second offering by Takeda misses outside for ball one. So 6:12 is the starting time for tonight's game. Next offering swung on and lined past the second baseman and into center field for a base hit. So the leadoff batter is aboard as Araki gets his first hit of the series, leading off Game 3. Numbers 1, 2, and 3 for the Dragons really hurt them in Nagoya. Ibata yesterday had a home run, and Fukudome also had a solo home run. Otherwise, the top three have been pretty much hitless over the first 2 games. That brings up shortstop Ibata, who had a home run his first at bat yesterday. A line drive just over the left field fence. A throw over to first base. Araki dives back in. The first offering to Ibata is lifted to the right side in foul territory, and there is a lot of foul territory here at Sapporo Dome. First baseman Ogasawara calls for it and makes the catch in foul territory. So three pitches and one out. And runner at first. So Ibata fouls out. Yeah, after seeing Sapporo Dome now, I'm pretty sure that it has a lot more foul territory than Nagoya Dome. And Nagoya Dome has probably the most foul territory in the Central League. Fukudome, 1-for-8 in the series. That one hit being a solo home run that put the Dragons up yesterday night, or Sunday night rather. Takes first pitch inside for ball one. Finishing out the lineup for the Chunichi Dragons, Tatsunabe is the designated hitter, batting 7th. Tanishige bats 8th, is the catcher. And right fielder, or left fielder, Inoue, is batting 9th. And on the next pitch, Araki takes second base, stolen base by Araki. Araki beating the throw, which was just to the third base side of the bag. Araki ranked 3rd in the Central League with stolen bases, with 30 on the season. The second pitch was a strike, by the way. Third pitch misses outside for ball one. One strike, two balls to count to Fukudome, with a runner on second base. And one out. The next offering in there for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Takeda turns and does a shadow throw to second base. Araki walks back. The fifth offering is swung on and lifted to left center field. The ball bounces in, base hit. Araki rounds third. He comes in without a throw as the throw comes back to second base. Chunichi Dragons take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Fukudome, an RBI base hit to left center. The top three, lot of trouble batting in Nagoya Dome, coming up with a run here in the top of the first in game three. The first pitch to Woods swung on and fouled off to the third base dugout. Woods played in the minor leagues in America, then in Taiwan, Korea, and now enjoying a very good career here in Japan. Take strike two. Let's go show mercy. Let's Runner at first base, one down. One run in so far for the Chunichi Dragons, looking to score some more. Next pitch, low and away, swung on and missed. Strike three. Woods goes down swinging for strikeout number one. A sinker, low and away. That'll bring up third baseman Morino. The first pitch to Morino, swung on and lifted to left side. Left fielder comes in. Morimoto makes the catch for out number three. But not before the Chunichi Dragons score first. A leadoff base hit by Araki. And one out single to left by Fukudome after Araki stole second. Gives Chunichi a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to the 2006 Nippon Series between the Chunichi Dragons and Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. We're at Sapporo Dome for Game 3 tonight. The home team, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, will be sending up Morimoto, Tanaka Kensuke, and Ogasawara here in the bottom of the first, trailing this one by a score of 1-0. When the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters returned to Sapporo yesterday, Morimoto appeared to have arrived twice with Hillman Kantoku's airplane. Fans thought that they saw him. Morimoto leads off the bottom of the second inning, or the first inning, with a single between the first and second baseman into right field for a base hit. A bald guy in a suit came through the airport along with Hillman Kantoku's airplane, and the fans thought that that was Morimoto. And then 2 hours later, along with Shinjo's airplane, Morimoto came through again, confusing a lot of people. Turns out that the first one was an English teacher who his students had commented looks just like Morimoto. And the photos in Nikon Sports, really, he looks more like Morimoto than Morimoto did. Morimoto had his tie all undone, didn't really look all that good with sunglasses on. But the English teacher looked good. Tanaka Kinsuke, showing bunt all the way here, lays the first pitch down in front of the home plate bag. Tanishige fields the ball, throws to second way too late. What was Tanishige thinking? No way could he get Morimoto out at second base. So, the sacrifice fielder's choice moves runner up and puts runner at first base. So we've got nobody out now. Runners at first and second. Ogasawada stands in. Left-handed batter versus right-handed pitcher. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Fans throughout the stadium in red and white. I don't know where the red comes from. It's not on the uniforms. Oh, Shinjo. Shinjo has red all over. Seginol stands in again. No, not Seginol. Ogasawada stands in again. The second offering swung on and grounded just foul of the first base bag. That was going to be trouble for Chunichi. On the season, Ogasawada hit .313 with 32 home runs and 100 RBIs. Home run king and RBI king. Double crown. Finished ranked 4th place in batting average. To round out the triple crown categories. The third offering misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Asakura on the mound for Chunichi. Threw in 25 games this season. 13 wins, 6 losses, no saves. And a 2.79 ERA. The next offering swung on and lifted into left center field. Going back. It's off the wall. That's going to score at least one. Morimoto crosses home plate. Tanaka crosses home plate. Gyakuten! Nippon Ham Fighters with 3 batters turn this game around. Ogasawada, 2-run double to left center. Off the wall. It's the number 3 batters for both teams driving in the runs tonight here in the first. Ogasawada is the point getter for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters as he led the league in RBIs. That'll bring up number 4 batting, Seginol. Seginol is the designated hitter for the Ham tonight. Ogasawada moving over to first base. And Inada taking the third base position. First pitch to Seginol, misses high and away, ball one. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, who led off. Morimoto plays left field. Second baseman Tanaka Kinsuke bats second. Seguinol, who just hit a two-run double off the left field fence, plays first base. Seguinol, now up to bat, is the designated hitter. The second offering swung on and lifted over the first baseman and into right field. Base hit. Right fielder Fukudome comes up throwing home, but Ogasawara holds at second base. And three batters, three hits. Or four batters, four hits. Well, that is three hits. That was the sacrifice fielder's choice. Second. So the pitching coach goes out to have a word with Asakura. We're only in the bottom of the first. He has yet to get an out. Part of that, of course, is Tanishige's fault. Throwing to second base on the sacrifice bunt. That misplay cost the Dragons a run. Pitching coach is done. Everybody resumes their positions in the infield. And that'll bring up number five batter, right fielder, Inaba. So now we have Inaba, Inada, and Ibata. All in the same game. I'm going to have a good time tonight, huh? My tongue already gets twisted sometimes. The first offering to Ibata. No, Inaba already. Misses outside, ball one. Batting sixth is center fielder Shinjo for the Fighters. Seventh is third baseman Inada. Batting eighth is catcher Takahashi, getting the start behind the plate tonight. And batting ninth is shortstop Kaneko. The next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Asakura has his sign, comes set. The third offering misses inside. Asakura trying to nibble at the plate, nibble at the corners. I don't really have any complaints with the calls yet tonight, but last night there were a few corner calls that I just felt should have been called. Next offering, misses low and away, ball three. One strike, three balls to count to Inada. Asakura has a sign, comes set. The fifth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder going over toward right. Right fielder Fukudome calls for the ball, makes the catch. Ogasawara touching up at third. The throw comes back in, cut off. Ogasawara scores! Sacrifice fly to right center field by Inaba puts the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up by a score of 3-0 or 3-1. So that's the first out of the inning. And we'll bring up number six batter, Shinjo. Shinjo, 3-for-6 in the series, a 500 average. No home runs, 1 RBI. Takes first pitch low and inside, ball one. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Asakura taking his time on the mound. With runners at the corners. No, runner at first base. Oga Sawada scored. The third offering, a check swing, fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball. Shinjo batting .382 when there are over 35,000 people at Sapporo Dome. They put an interesting graphic up on the screen, which shows that with less than 30,000, Shinjo batted .242. With 30,000 or over, he batted .297. And with over 35,000, even better. Man, he just likes the crowd. The next offering missed for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch inside, but it's fouled off his bat as Shinjo kind of checks the swing. So the count remains 2-2. Asakura on the mound has his sign. Comes set. The sixth offering swung on and fell back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Asakura looks in for his sign again. One out, runner at first base. Next offering misses outside. Ball three. An appeal to first base says Shinjo held up. And it's pretty much a full house here at Sapporo Dome tonight. Next offering, check swing, grounded to the first base side. Second baseman up with the ball, shuffles the ball to short for one. Relay to first, in time, double play. So Shinjo here in the first grounds into a double play to end the inning, but not before a two-run double by Oga Sawada and sacrifice fly by Inaba put the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up by a score of 3-1 after one. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. Alex leads off the top of the first, or top of the second, taking ball one outside. The second offering swung on and missed. Strike one, that evens the count at 1-1. Meanwhile, TV Asahi is off at commercial. The third offering misses up high, ball two, one strike, two balls to count. Currently getting all this information from Nippon Hoso Radio. We're in the top of the second inning. If you're just joining us, fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1 after one. Next pitch in there for strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. The fifth offering is grounded weakly to the left side. Shortstop Kaneko comes up with the ball, fires to first in time for out number one. Short and second for both of these teams. Very excellent fielders. That'll bring up designated hitter Tatsunami. Inoue drops to the number 9 slot. That's the only change that the Dragons made from the previous two games. First pitch in there for a called strike one to Tatsunami, who is 0-2 in the series. Two pinch hit appearances. Next pitch, slider in there for a called strike two. During interleague play, Tatsunami batted as designated hitter and just hit a little bit over 100. But he lines the ball into right center field. This ball is going all the way to the wall. Tatsunami rounds first, heads to second, Comes into second round, second and holds. A double into the right center gap for Tatsunami with one out here in the top of the second inning. Tatsunami probably could have had three a couple years ago. That was his 476th double, or 476 doubles during the regular season in his career. Didn't have time to read that whole graphic. That brings up catcher Tanishige, looking to redeem himself. Fouls the first pitch off and out of play to the right side. In the bottom of the first inning, Tanishige fielded the ball on Tanaka's bunt and threw it to second base. Way too late to get the base runner. And both of those runners came around to score. Tanishige, 3-for-6 in the series. No home runs, 2 RBIs, 500 average. Second offering, swung on and fell back to the backstop. 2 strikes, no balls. Tuck it on the mound. The third offering just misses outside. 2 strikes and a ball. Runner at second base, one out here in the top of the second inning. Fourth offering to Nanishige, swung on and missed. Strike three. That's strikeout number 2 for Takeda. The first pitch to left fielder Inoue, grounded to shortstop. Sure-handed Kaneko up with the ball behind the second base bag. Throws to first in plenty of time for out number 3. So a one-out double by Tatsunami comes up empty here in the Dragons half of the second. Going to the bottom of the second. The Fighters lead this one 3-1.
ライト吉岡背番号7。
Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the second inning now. The Fighters will be sending up the bottom three in their order. Inada, Takahashi, and Kaneko. Inada, third baseman, starting as Segino gets the designated hitter spot, allowing Oga Sawada to move over to first. First pitch to Inada in there for a called strike one. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. The third offering misses for ball one. Two strikes and a ball now to Inada. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. The fifth offering is swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Inoue comes over to make the catch for out number one. The next offering, or the next batter, is Takahashi. He takes first pitch low and away for ball one. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side, ball or strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Takahashi handcuffed there. The 1-1 pitch misses low and away in the dirt. Ball two, one strike, two balls to the Fighter catcher. The next offering swung on and lifted high to the right side. Catcher giving chase, and in this very spacious field, Tanishige makes the catch in front of the first base dugout. That would have been out of play at Nagoya Dome, but it's a catcher fly here at Sapporo Dome. So that'll bring up number 9 batting, Kaneko. One of the features of Sapporo Dome is a field that rolls into the stadium of real grass, which is used for soccer. The first pitch to Kaneko in there for a called strike one to make room for that soccer field that rolls into the stadium. They need a great deal more territory, great deal more field space. So a great deal more foul territory. Next pitch misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering, a check swing, grounded to first baseman Woods, who picks up the ball, trots to slowly to first base by himself, and the side is retired in order. So after two complete now, the Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. Araki leads off the third inning for the Chunichi Dragons, taking ball one inside. 1-for-8 in the series so far. That hit coming in the first inning. A single to center field. The second offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side toward the Fighters dugout. At Sapporo Dome and Miyagi Stadium, the home team is on the third base side. All the other teams in both leagues, the home team is usually on the first base side. Fourth offering misses high and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. That's strikeout victim number three for Takeda. Ball in the dirt. Takeda so far has allowed three hits, struck out three, and one run in 10 batters so far. Ibata showing bunt as the clock strikes 7 p.m. here in Japan. Down takes first pitch for strike one. Was Ibarra just trying to pull the infield in? He's swinging away at the next pitch, grounds the ball too short. Kaneko up with the ball, throws easily to first base. Two away. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome is singled in. Adachi from second base, his first at bat. 2 for 9, 222 average, one home run, two RBIs in the series. The first offering to Fukudome misses high and away, ball one. The second offering misses low and away, ball two. This is Fukudome's third Nippon series. The third offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Shinjo going back toward the warning track. And in front of the warning track, makes the catch for out number three before throwing the ball into the stands. So the Fighter, or the Dragons, here in the top of the third inning, retired in order. And after 2.5, score remains. Junichi Dragons 1, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 3. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Morimoto leads off the bottom of the third inning, taking ball one low and away. We're in game three of the 2006 Nippon Series. Morimoto 4 for 9 in the series, 444 average. Takes the second offering on the inside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The Dragons and Fighters tied at one game apiece as the series moves to Hokkaido for games 3, 4, and 5. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. The next offering, Misses Inside, Check Swing by Morimoto, is not appealed to first base. I kind of thought he might have gone around there. Next offering, low and away, swung on a miss, strike three. That's the first strikeout by Asakura tonight. Morimoto goes down swinging. That'll bring up second baseman Tanaka Kinsuke. Kinsuke in the first sacrifice bunted in front of the catcher Tanishige, who picked up the ball, threw to second base, not in time. So sacrifice bunt, fielder's choice. The first offering here, in there for a called strike one over the outside corner. The second offering, swung on and lifted to left field. This one's going back deep. Left fielder Inoue goes back at the warning track, makes the catch. So two away for the Fighters here in the bottom of the third. That brings up Ogasawara. Ogasawara takes first pitch down low, ball one. Tanishige wanted that call. Ogasawara, 1-for-7. No home runs, but that one hit, a 2 RBI double to left in the first inning tonight, which turned this game around. The second offering in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering misses low and away. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Asakura into the windup. His fourth offering, swung on a missed. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Ogasawara. Asakura into the windup. The 2-2 pitch misses low and inside, ball three. And that's the first full count thrown by either pitcher tonight. Here in the bottom of the third inning with two down, nobody on. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Araki up with the ball. Underhands the ball over to Woods covering first. In time. And the side is retired in order for the second inning in a row for the Fighters. So, we've finished three complete now here at Hokkaido Dome. Hokkaido Sapporo Dome. Sorry. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. Tyrone Woods leads off the top of the fourth inning for the Chunichi Dragons. Fouls the first pitch off to the left side. We're in game three of the 2006 Nippon Series. Series having moved over to Sapporo Dome in Hokkaido. Takeda's second offering to Woods misses outside. That misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and lined into left field. One bound off the wall. Left fielder Morimoto barehands the ball off the wall, throws back to second base, holding Woods to a single. A powerful single to the left field wall. One bounding to the fence. Morimoto, fine play in left field to hold Woods to a single. But the Dragons have their leadoff runner on here in the top of the fourth inning. The first pitch to Morimoto, in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses high and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering by Takeda swung on and lined up the middle, but One bound right to second base, Tanaka, who underhands the ball to second for one. Relay to first in time. 4-6-3 double play. Tanaka fielding the ball on a short hop, kind of jumping up at, and back as he fielded the ball. Underhanded the ball to Kaneko, who fired onto first for the relay. And the leadoff base hit by Woods is erased. That'll bring up center fielder Alex, batting in the number 6 spot tonight, as he has pretty much all season. Alex, 2-for-9 in this series. No home runs, 1 RBI. Grounded out to short, his first at bat. First pitch misses low and inside, ball one. The third offering in there for called strike. No, ball. This is outside for a ball. Sorry about that. One strike, 2 balls to count. The next offering grounded through the left side and past Kaneko for a base hit. Inada gave a diving try at the ball, but wasn't close enough. That'll bring up designated hitter Tatsunami. The first pitch fouled off to the left side. Strike one to Tatsunami. Tatsunami doubled his first at bat. Into the right center gap. Left-handed batter. The second offering, line in the right field corner. But foul! Ooh, I need to adjust my glasses. I thought that was fair. Oh, okay. Long foul ball into the right field corner. So, 2 strikes, no balls to count to Tatsunami. The third offering misses outside. Ball one. 2 strikes and a ball. Tatsunami stands in. Takeda throws over to first base. Alex back standing up. Tatsunami with the Dragons for 19 years. This is his 4th Nippon series. Another throw over to first base. Alex makes the one step back, as he really didn't have much of a lead. Two strikes and a ball to Tatsunami. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, just past the third base bag. Just foul of the third base bag. Tatsunami flirting with both lines. The next offering swung on, bounced off the plate and over the shortstop into center field. Base hit. A high bounding base hit. Oh, I guess that didn't go off the plate. Okay. Line drive over the shortstop and into center field for a base hit. Oh, my eyes are starting to see things. So that's 2 for 2 for Tatsunami tonight. Runners at first and second, two down. Catcher Tanishige coming up to the plate. Tanishige 3 for 7 in the series, a 4.29 average, no home runs, but 2 RBIs. Those coming with bases loaded in the first game. He's definitely not someone I'd want to see with runners on. First pitch, Takahashi sets up outside, ball thrown outside, called ball one. The second offering misses low and inside, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to count. And Brown pitching coach is heading out to the mound to have a word with Takeda. With 2 outs, Takeda has surrendered 2 back-to-back base hits, and now missed with 2 pitches to Tanishige. I'm sure Hillman Kantoku wants to show confidence in this rookie pitcher. Thrown 53 pitches so far. The third offering misses low and in, ball three. No strikes, 3 balls to Tanishige. Those of you just joining us, we're in the top of the fourth inning. Chunichi Dragons trailing by a score of 1-3. Have runners at first and second with 2 down. Catcher Tanishige at the plate. The fourth offering in there for a called strike one. 1 strike, 3 balls. The fifth offering, slider in there for a called strike two. That's Takeda's first full count of the night. Second full count for either pitcher. Oh, The Shobu pitch, swung on and missed, strike three! So, after three straight balls to Tanishige, Takeda comes back with three straight strikes, getting Tanishige to swing out. That's the fourth strikeout for Takeda on the night. One in each inning. So, after three and a half now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to hold on to their 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Seginol, Inaba, and Shinjo. Seginol takes first pitch for ball one. Well, the TV is still off at commercial. The second offering misses outside for ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. To the Fighters' number four batter. The next pitch is called strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. And we go to the third commercial since coming back. And the next pitch is misses low and away for ball three. One strike, three balls. I really like the graphics they show on Channel 10 here, TV Asahi. But I'm really getting tired of the commercials they're showing while the play is going on. Now the fifth commercial. As Seginol draws a base on balls. So after play resumed, they showed five commercials, which took the entire at-bat for Seginol, and we now come back to live play on TV. Junichi's pitching coach heads out to the mound. No, that's Ochiai Kontoku. Ochiai Kontoku heads out to the mound to have a word with Asakura. That was the first base on balls surrendered by Asakura tonight. In fact, that's the first base on balls of the game. Asakura's now thrown 50 pitches to 13 batters. Given up 3 hits. Those 3 hits and a sacrifice fly turning into 3 runs for the Fighters in the first. He's pitched perfectly. Second and third innings. And walks the leadoff batter here in the fourth. That brings up Shinjo, 2-for-7 in the series. No home runs, 1 RBI. Not Shinjo. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left side. Strike one. The second offering swung on, grounded to the left side. Inaba up with the ball, throws to second for one. The relay to first, in time, double play. That sure-handed middle infield for the Chunichi Dragons turns to 6-4-3 double play. And the leadoff runner is erased. For the Fighters here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up Shinjo with nobody on. Shinjo grounded into a 4-6-3 double play, his first at bat. Shinjo 3-for-7 on the series. No home runs, 1 RBI. Check swings! Grounding the ball to the right side, Woods goes to his right, fields the ball backhanded on a hop, takes the ball to the bag himself, and this side is retired for the third time in a row. Or fourth time in a row, rather, for Nippon Ham. Oh, that's right, third time in a row. Okay. So, at the end of 4 complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The first pitch to leadoff batter Inoue here in the top of the fifth is grounded to the right side. Tanaka has a long run to field the ball. He picks up the ball and does not throw to first base. Inoue beats out an infield hit to lead off the fifth for the Chunichi Dragons. That brings us back to the top of the order in Araki. Inoue running all out to first base. Looks a bit out of breath. That brings up Araki. 1-for-11 now. 1-for-9 now. That one hit coming in the first inning. He stole second base and scored on Fukudome's single to left. Throw over to first base. Araki dives back in. Oh, Inoue dives back in. Batting coach giving Ibata, the on-deck batter, some advice. The first pitch, Araki squares to bunt, fouls the ball off the catcher, strike one. Looked more like a safety bunt than a sacrifice bunt. The Dragons had 155 sacrifice bunts on the year. The Bay Stars were second with 119. .34 difference between first and second. Pitcher Takeda comes set. The second offering misses high and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Takeda comes set and throws over to first base. Inoue diving back in. Takeda's thrown 55% sliders so far tonight. Throw over to first base. Inoue back in standing this time. Takeda comes set. The third pitch with the runner going is grounded to Kaneko at second. He scoops to Tanaka covering second just in front of the sliding Inoue. Throws to first in time. Double play despite the runner going on the pitch. The ball was grounded up the middle just left of the second base bag. Close enough for Kaneko to make the play and shovel to the second baseman in time to get the running runner. So the leadoff base hit is erased here in the top of the fifth. Nobody on, two down. And shortstop Ibata at the plate, takes first pitch for a called strike one. Let's go. one for nine in the series. Takes the next offering in there for a called strike two. Catcher sets up outside, ball low and away. Intentional throwaway pitch by Takeda. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball. Steps on the second base bag while he throws to first, which is where the out is made. And the side is retired in order here in the fifth. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. The Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters leading this one by a score of 3-1. The Fighters will be sending up the bottom of their order in Inada, Takahashi, and Kaneko. The first pitch is grounded to the left side. Third baseman Moreno up with the ball. Throws to first in time. One out. The next batter, catcher Takahashi, takes first pitch for ball one. The second offering misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls. And we're now in the third commercial on TV since action resumed. The third offering, slider in there for a called strike one. One strike, two balls as the fourth commercial begins. And now the fifth commercial. And fourth pitch, misses for ball three. One strike, three balls. The fifth offering, as we finally get picture again, fouled off to the left side. Full count. That's the second full count by Asakura. Takahashi 0 for 2 in the series. This is third at bat. Swings and fouls the next pitch off to the left side. Count remains full. The seventh offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains full with one out and nobody on. To catcher Takahashi. The Shova pitch swung on and lifted deep to left field. Third baseman goes out. Shortstop goes out. Left fielder is way off towards center field. He's not going to get to it. The ball bounces in. Base hit. Left fielder had Takahashi played way off, closer to center. Ball bounces into shallow left field, just beyond the reach of Morino Inibata. So one out, base hit by Takahashi brings up shortstop Kaneko. Kaneko 1 for 8 in the series, 1 for 8. With no home runs and an RBI. Throw over to first base. Takahashi shuffles back to first. The first offering to Kaneko swung on with runner going, but slices foul. A hit and run, perhaps. The ball looked a little high and tight. Kaneko fouling the pitch off to the right side. Asakura comes set. The right-hander's second offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Fukudome trots in a few steps. Makes the catch for out number two. That brings us back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Morimoto batting 400 in the series. Base hit tonight. and struck out. Green wristbands, in contrast to Shinjo's red wristbands, takes first pitch in the dirt outside, ball one. Wristbands, green in color, have his name and number on them. The second offering gets the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and grounded foul to the left side. The fourth offering misses inside. Morimoto holds up. 2-2. The fifth offering, a broken bat, grounder to second baseman. No, line drive. Low line drive to Araki, who makes the catch for out number three. So the Fighters strand the first base runner since the first inning. Here in the fifth, but still come up empty. At the end of five complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Mike Westbury, your host, as we go to the sixth inning of Game 3 of the Nippon Series. The game's tied at one apiece in the first weekend at Nagoya Dome. We've moved to Sapporo Dome for Games 3, 4, and 5. We're going to the top of the sixth inning, where we'll see numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Fukudome, Woods, and Morino. The first pitch by Takeda catches the outside corner for a called strike one to Fukudome. The second offering catches the inside corner, called strike two. Takeda pitching from the stretch. The third offering misses up high. Ball one. I haven't seen Takeda challenge any batters with two strikes and no balls tonight. I don't know if that's his style or if it's the difference in catchers. Takahashi behind the plate tonight. The fourth offering misses down low. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls. Now the count. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lined to Tanaka at second base. The ball off his glove rolls into shallow center field. It's being ruled a hit. Shinjo fields the ball, but not before Fukudome heads into second base. Tanaka fails to field a short hop to second base. It's ruled a base hit. Brown Kantoku is going to head on out to the mound, and Hillman Kantoku is talking with the home plate umpire. I think we're going to see a pitching change right here. Yes. Takeda's heading to the dugout. He's thrown 5-plus innings. That's good for credit for the win. And while we wait to see who comes in, let's listen to some music from the ballpark.
Thank you. 番号25。
Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We have a pitching and catching change. Takeda Hisashi comes in to pitch, and Nakajima comes in to catch. Tyrone Woods comes up to bat with Fukudome at second base, having a leadoff double off the second baseman's glove, as much sense as that makes. The first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. My guess is Woods was not expecting something to be right down the middle on the first pitch. The second offering misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. A big swing and a miss by Woods. Ball at the knees over the plate. Takeda Hisashi, two appearances here, 2.70 ERA in the Nippon Series. The next offering swung on and fouled off. Junichi Dragons batting in the top of the sixth inning here at Sapporo Dome. No out, runner at second base. Fukudome led off the inning with a, what was ruled a hit off the glove of the second baseman, ball rolling into center field. Fukudome reaching second base before Shinjo was able to get to the ball. The fifth offering misses inside. Woods holds up. 2-2 the count. So after going high and tight, can we expect the next pitch to be low and away? Catcher Nakajima sets up low and away, but Takeda throws the ball over the plate and a little high. Woods swings and fouls the ball off. Almost a dangerous miss pitch by Takeda there. Woods goes back for another bat. Looks like he might have split that one. Takeda throwing all straight to Woods. 2-2 the count. Runner at second base. Nobody out. The seventh offering misses low and away. An appeal to the first base umpire. Safe! First base umpire says no, he didn't swing. Shinjo and others all thought that he went around there. So the count goes full to Woods. Takada comes set. Throw to second base. Fukudome just dives in safe. Takada looks in for his sign. Agrees. Comes set. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second time Woods goes down on strikes tonight. And the first strikeout for Takada Hisashi. Ball just a little high over the inside part of the plate gets Woods swinging. So we've now got one out runner at second base and third baseman Morino coming up to the plate. Against the right-handed Takada Hisashi. The first pitch to the left-handed batter misses down low. Ball one. Morino, 2 for 9 in the series, 2.22 average. 0 for 2 tonight, flew out to left and grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. Nipponham leads us one by a score of 3-1 here in the top of the 6th inning. The next offering swung on a high bounder to the second baseman. Tanaka fields the ball. The only play is to first base. The out is made there. And Fukudome moves over to third. So we now have two down and a runner at third base with center fielder Alex coming to the plate. Alex has been a great find for the Chunichi Dragons. 3 for 10 in the series. No home runs, 1 RBI. He was basically in a replacement for Millar, who reneged on his promise to come to the Dragons after being released by the Marlins. Instead, he signed with Boston. The first pitch is lifted to the right field side. And foul territory, Ogasawara camps under the ball and makes the catch for out number 3. So Alex doesn't do it here in the 6th with the runner at third base. Lead off double by Fukudome comes up empty for Chunichi. At the end of 5.5 now, Dragons continue to trail 1-3. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning, where the Fighters will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Tanaka Kinsuke, Oga Sawada, and Segino. Asakura, starting pitcher, still on the mound for the Dragons. Starts his windup, and the home plate umpire calls time. He starts the windup again, and the pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Woods fields the ball on a bounce, goes to the bag himself. One pitch, one out. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Junichi Dragons so far have one run on 8 hits, no errors. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters have 3 runs on 4 hits, and arguably one error, but officially no errors. The three base hits for the Fighters in the first inning provided them their 3 runs, along with the sacrifice fly. Up to bat now is Oga Sawada, playing first base with the designated hitter. He swings at the first pitch, grounding it up the middle, but Ibata fields the ball behind the second base bag, throws to first in time for out number 2. More fine fielding by the Chunichi defense. Ibata covers a lot of area at short, as does Araki at second, making this one of the most solid middle infields in Japan. First pitch to Segino, misses up high, ball 1. 2 pitches, 2 outs. First pitch to Segino, misses high, ball 1. Segino 4 for 9, 444 average for the series, 1 home runs and 4 RBIs, including 2 tonight. No, that was Oga Sawada who had 2 tonight. Sorry. Takes the next pitch for ball 2. The third offering in there for a called strike 1. Over the inside part of the plate. Asakura into the windup. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Woods backhands the ball, tosses to the pitcher covering for out number 3. So the Fighters are retired in order for the fourth time out of 6 at-bats. At the end of 6 now, they continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're just a little over 2 hours into this game. Going to the top of the seventh inning, the visiting Chunichi Dragons will be sending up numbers 7, 8, and 9 batters, Tatsunami, Tanishige, and Inoue. It's a sellout crowd here at Sapporo Dome tonight. For the Fighters, not only Shinjo does better when there's a full house, but the Fighters themselves also have a better record with larger crowds. Designated hitter Tatsunami stands in. Takeda's first pitch in the dirt inside, ball one. Takeda Hisashi taking over for Takeda Masaru after the first batter reached in the sixth inning. Second offering to Tatsunami swung on and fouled off to the left side. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The fourth offering swung on and lifted into foul territory. Catcher giving chase as the third baseman. But there's just not quite enough foul territory. The ball goes into the stands for strike two. 2-2 now the count to Tatsunami. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to straightaway center. Shinjo going back and towards straightaway center makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Shinjo had been playing him just left of center. Ball hit right up the middle. The first pitch to Tanishige, in there for a called strike one, straight right down the middle. Tanishige, 8-for-3 in the series, .375 average, no home runs and 2 RBIs, has struck out swinging twice tonight. Both times to the left-handed, Takeda Masaru. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side, strike two. Masaru didn't challenge any of the batters he faced with two strikes. Let's see how Takeda Hisashi does. Hisashi. I know I'm not saying that right. Next pitch misses way up high, ball one. So Hisashi doesn't challenge Tanishige on the third pitch. The fourth offering swung on and lined up the middle past The pitcher passed second base and into center field. Base hit. So after striking out twice, Tanishige comes up with a base hit up the middle. With one out here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring up left fielder Inoue. The ball was hit to center field, but it was Morimoto who made the play on the ball in front of Shinjo. Morimoto can cover a lot of ground out there in left. The first pitch to Inoue. In there for a called strike one. Inoue, 3-for-8 in the series. No home runs, 1 RBI. Grounded out to short his first at bat and singled. An infield base hit to lead off the fifth. The second offering, grounded to Ogasawada at first, who throws to second, hurries back to first base, and fields the ball. 3-6-3, double play. Beautiful play by Ogasawada, running in, fielding the ball, throwing to the shortstop, Kaneko, who, and then dashing back to first base, where he received the relay. Catch ball between Ogasawada and Kaneko. At the end of 6.5 now, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead the Chunichi Dragons by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com, where we're bringing you the 2006 Nippon Series between the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Chunichi Dragons. We're in Game 3. The game's tied 1-1. Here in the Fighters' Lucky 7, we'll be seeing numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Inaba, Shinjo, and Inada. ...41,798 people. The official attendance at Sapporo Dome tonight. Asakura. First pitch to Inaba, misses down low, ball one. Asakura, while suffering the loss right now, has pitched very well after the first inning. The second offering swung on, fouled off the catcher. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and lifted center field. One bound, two bounds in front of Alex. Base hit. So the Fighters have the leadoff man aboard here in their lucky seven. This is only the second, well, the third base runner they've had since the first inning. Seguinol reached on a base on balls in the fourth, and Takahashi singled in the fifth. That brings up Shinjo. Shinjo is grounded into a double play to end the first, and grounded out to Woods unassisted in the fourth. Shinjo 3-for-8, no home runs, 1 RBI on the series, a 375 mark. Looking for his first hit tonight. The next pitch, first pitch, bunted back to the pitcher. Asakura looks a second, thinks about it, but throws to first base to get Shinjo, and the sacrifice bunt is successful. I think Shinjo might have wanted a base hit out of that, but sacrifice bunt is going to have to do. So that'll bring up third baseman Inada. With runner at second base now and one out. Inada at second next to Ibata at short with Inada at the plate. Oh man, that's hard to say. And they're walking Inada intentionally. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. They're going to pitch to catcher Nakajima. Who came in defensively in the sixth inning. So there's ball four. The intentional base on balls is only the second walk given up by Asakura tonight. And in fact, it's the second walk of the game. Neither of the Takedas gave up a single base on balls through seven innings. And it sounds like we're having a pinch runner, Iyama. Asakura so far tonight has thrown 84 pitches to 25 batters, given up 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 1, and has given up 3 runs, all earned. All of the scoring happened in the first inning. Tanishige looking into the dugout to find out where they want to play everybody. Chunichi Dragons have prevented anybody from reaching third base when with a runner at second over 51% of the time this season. First pitch to Nakajima. In there for a called strike one. Catches the outside corner. Center fielder Alex and right fielder Fukudome coming in a little bit to prevent the runner from going to third on a fly ball. The second offering just misses Nakajima's elbow. Ball one. Nakajima almost looked disappointed that he didn't let the ball hit him. Nakajima, one for one in the series. I'm sure that's not what he's thinking, though. The third offering misses down low over the outside part of the plate. Ball two. Tanishige wanted that call. Iyama is a pinch runner. He's in there for Inada. One out, runners at first and second. Asakura has his sign. The 1-2 pitch swung on and lined into left field, but foul. Two strikes, two balls. High inside pitch pulled just a little too much by Nakajima. Inaba at second base, pinch runner Iyama at first base. One out. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fighters lucky seven. Hoping to add an insurance run or two. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning and the second strikeout by Asakura tonight. That'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. Kaneko has made the most of his at-bats. Two RBIs in his 1-for-9 outing so far in the series. First pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. So swinging at the first pitch. The second offering is lifted to the right side. Tanishke, in that spacious foul territory, makes the catch in front of the first base dugout for out number three. So, Kaneko, a victim of this spacious foul territory here at Sapporo Dome, retires the side, stranding two base runners. At the end of seven complete now, only scoring still in that, in the that of the first. Dragons 1, Fighters 3. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Mike Westby, your host. Takeda remains on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. And it looks like I missed a pinch hitter there when Inada was scheduled to bat. It looks like Oda was the pinch hitter, and he was taken out for Iyama, who pinch ran for him and stays in at third base defensively. For the Chunichi Dragons, they send up the top of their order in Adaki, who takes first pitch for a called strike one by Takeda Hisashi. Adaki down to batting 100, 1 for 10. The second offering misses low and away, ball one, 1-1 the count. Adaki's one hit of the series came in the first inning. He then stole second and came home when Fukudome hit a line drive base hit to left center. The third offering misses outside, ball two, one strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko fields the ball on a hop, throws over the diamond, and plenty of time for out number one. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata. Ibata fouled out to Oga Sawada in the first inning. Grounded out to Kaneko in the third, and again in the fifth. also 1-for-10 in the series. Even 100 average, takes first pitch for a called strike one. So Takada doing a good job getting the first pitch over for strikes. And Ibata is known for not swinging at the first pitch. Second offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two quick strikes to the Dragon shortstop. The third offering misses high and away. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Neither Takeda has challenged batters with two strikes on them. That's kind of disappointing to see. Darvish and Yagi both did, and they were brilliant. The next offering swung on and grounded sharply up the first baseline. Ogasawara dives for the ball, loses his hat, picks up the ball, takes it to the bag himself. Two down. An incredible diving catch going toward the line by Ogasawara. Great play. Defense Yaku. That's been the Fighters' theme as well as the Dragons' theme. Brown pitching coach is heading out to the mound. Hillman Kantoku looks like he might have motioned to the home plate umpire, and it looks like we've got a pitching change with two down here in the top of the eighth. Fighters are going to go with their third pitcher of the night. And when they are, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. It's Okajima. Deanna called it. Over on the chat. Nice call. Okajima will be facing Fukudome with two down here in the top of the eighth. Fukudome at 3 for 11 in the series now. The first pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Left-handed Fukudome stands in. Left-handed Okajima on the mound. The second offering in there over the inside part of the plate for a called strike two. So two quick strikes on Fukudome. And Okajima, he'll challenge him with two strikes, won't he? The third pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Yes, that's what I like to see in a pitcher. He challenged Fukudome with a pitch over the outside part of the plate, belt high. Beautiful pitch by Okajima to retire the side. So the Dragons go down in order here in the eighth. They've got one more chance, trailing this one by two. 1-3. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com, bringing you the 2006 Nippon Series between the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Chunichi Dragons. Games tied up at one apiece. We're in game three. The first pitch to leadoff hitter Morimoto swung on and grounded hard to the left side, but just left of the third base bag, foul ball. Morimoto, 4 for 11 in the series. Led off the bottom of the first with a base hit. Moved to second on the sacrifice fielder's choice by Tanaka. And came home when Oga Sawada hit a double into the left center gap. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Asakura throwing well for the Dragons. Gave up the three runs in the first inning and has been solid since. Next offering misses up high and inside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. The only pinch he'd been in was with runners at first and second, and one out in the seventh inning. Otherwise, nobody had reached second since the first inning. Next offering misses inside, ball two. No, two strikes, two balls now the count. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to center field. This ball may be trouble. One bound in front of Alex. Morimoto takes a big turnaround first, and Alex shadow throws the ball to first. Morimoto has to get back in there, or he might have been picked off of first had Alex thrown. So a bloop base hit into shallow center field to lead off the eighth for the Fighters. That'll bring up Tanaka Kinsuke, who's sure to be bunting. In the first inning, after Morimoto led off with a single, Tanaka bunted the ball in front of the home plate. In front of home plate. Tanishige fielded the ball and threw to second base, but not nearly in time to get Morimoto. Both runners safe and both runners scored on Ogasawada's double to left. Throw over to first base. Morimoto dives back in. The first pitch bunted up the first baseline, but foul. He'll make a change of strategy this year. Had more than twice as many bunts this year as they did last year. And the Fighters able to win games by one run. Or one or two runs. The strategy has really paid off. The bunt is in between the home plate and pitcher's mound. Pitcher Asakura fields the ball, throws to first base in time. And the sacrifice is successful. That'll bring up Ogasawada. Ogasawada, a two-run double in the first inning. And that super fine play just in the top of the eighth. And Ochiai Kantoku is coming out of the dugout very slowly. If he's going to be changing pitchers, he'd probably want to come out slowly to give his pitcher a chance to warm up. Although here in the eighth inning, I'd think that he'd have a few of them ready to go. Asakura's thrown 98 pitches so far. Given up just 6 hits, walked 2, one of them intentionally, struck out 2, and just gave up those 3 hits in the first inning. The clock strikes 9. And Ochiai turns to the home plate umpire and says that he's changing pitchers. So, with one out and a runner at second base, we'll be back soon with a pitching change. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. Kobayashi takes the mound for the Chunichi Dragons with one out and a runner at second base. And number three batting, Oga Sawada, coming up to the plate. He'll be followed by Seggy Knoll. Left-handed Oga Sawada stands in. First base is open, but left-handed pitcher in there to pitch to Seggy Knoll, and he hits Oga Sawada in the back of the knee, in the back of the leg, on the first pitch. Oga Sawada is laying down in the left-handed batter's box. Chunichi is on the phone to the bullpen. Hillman Kantoku is coming out to have a look at his first baseman. Ochiai Kantoku shaking his head. That is not what Kobayashi was brought in for, apparently. Ochiai Kantoku takes the ball from the home plate umpire. And that's it for Kobayashi. Kobayashi comes in and hits Oga Sawada. That puts runners at first and second with one out. And we've got another pitching change. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nakasato takes over on the mound after Kobayashi throws his first pitch into Oga Sawada's legs. The right-handed pitcher will be facing left-handed batter Seguino. Or is it switch hitter Seguino batting left-handed now? Runners at first and second, one out for the Fighters here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch over the inside part of the plate at the knees, called strike one. The second offering to Seguino, big swing and a miss, strike two. Seguino trying to double the Fighters' score there with that swing. The third offering to Seguino misses up and in. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Nakazato comes set. The fourth offering swung on a miss. Strike three. So Seguino goes down on strikes. And Ochiai Kantoka comes out of the dugout. And it's one pitcher to one batter here in the eighth. So we'll have another pitching change here with Inaba due up next. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, runners at first and second, two down. And the Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1. I'm sorry, it doesn't look like we're having a pitching change. Ochiai Kantoka just had a word with Nakazato. Started heading back to the first base dugout, then went back and said something else. Him and Kantoka went out and asked the umpire if Ochiai hadn't taken one too many trips out to talk to his pitcher. Umpire explained no, he didn't cross the line. So Nakazato still on the mound. He'll be facing left-handed batter Inaba with runners at first and second, two down. And the first offering swung on and lifted deep to center field. Going back, back, Haito! Home run! Inaba, three-run home run to straightaway center field into the second row of seats. Just clearing the outfield wall. The Hokkaido Nipponham Fighters take a 6-1 lead here in the eighth. Whatever Ochiai Kantoku had to say to his pitcher didn't seem to help. P big three-run home run by Inaba. That should pretty much put this game away with the Fighters bullpen. That'll bring up Shinjo with nobody on. He swings at the first pitch, lifts it to right field. Fukudome goes back, makes the catch for out number three, but not before Inaba on the first pitch by Nakazato to him. Plants the ball into the second row of seats in straightaway center. At the end of eight complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters take a commanding 6-1 lead. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the ninth. Dragons' last chance, trailing by 5 runs now. Michael comes in to pitch. 64 games during the regular season, 5 wins, 1 loss, and 39 saves. 39 saves, a Pacific League record. He faces Tyrone Woods first. First pitch to Woods. Over the inside corner for a called strike one. Woods 2-for-8 in the series. A single tonight and 2 strikeouts. The second offering, low and away, 1-1. The third offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Michael comes set. The fourth offering to Woods. Swung on a miss. Woods goes down swinging for the third time tonight. Strikeout number one for Michael. That'll bring up third baseman Moreno. Michael, the top reliever in the Pacific League with 39 saves, coming in to save this one. Actually, he won't get credit for a save. First pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Inaba doesn't move at all. Makes the catch for out number two. So, two quick outs for the Dragons here in the top of the ninth. That'll bring up center fielder Alex. Shinjo's in the dugout now. Morimoto is in center. First pitch to Alex, misses low and away in the dirt, ball one. Koda comes in to play left field defensively. The second offering in there at the knees for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Conta. Is in left. The third pitch swung on and lifted into foul territory. Catcher Nakajima gives chase and catches the ball in front of the first base dugout. Game over. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters win two in a row after dropping the first game to the Chunichi Dragons. The Fighters have been pretty much unbeatable in Sapporo Dome in front of a packed house. It smiles all around. So, for the totals for the night, Chunichi Dragons, one run. That run coming in the first inning on Araki's leadoff single. He stole second, and with one out, Fukudome drove him in with a single to left center. Nine hits. The various Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighter pitchers managed to scatter those nine hits throughout the innings, as the Dragons really didn't put up much of a threat. And no errors. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, it was six runs. 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the eighth. The 3 runs in the first happened when Morimoto led off the bottom of the first with a single to right. Moved to second on Tanaka's sacrifice, which saw Tanishige throw to second, so it was the sacrifice fielder's choice, putting runners at first and second and nobody out. Oga Sawada then doubled to left, plating both Morimoto and Tanaka from first base. And Oga Sawada later scored on a sacrifice fly by Inaba. In the eighth inning, actually between the second inning and seventh inning, the Fighters only had one hit. Two hits. Hit in the fifth and hit in the seventh. But in the eighth inning, Morimoto led off with a single, was sacrificed to second. Oga Sawada was hit by a pitch when Kobayashi came in. Kobayashi only threw that one pitch, was replaced by Nakazato, who got Seginol swinging and gave up a three-run home run to Inaba. So it was 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors by the Fighters. I'd like to thank you all for joining me tonight. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast is being distributed under a Creative Commons license. You're free to copy, redistribute, or rebroadcast in whole or in part, provided you make clear that the original came from JapaneseBaseball.com. Once again, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 6, Chunichi Dragons 1. Fighters lead this series by 2-1. Good night.